This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
That's right, The Drive is live, and T-Mill is back in the building, fresh off his vacation. All right. Smoky Mountains.
You were in Tennessee.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. What happened, man?
He's there filling himself. There you go. So the band is back.
Some of my people, Tennessee.
There you go. Yeah. The band is back together again. It is a Tuesday, so we will get to Reggie's favorite segment, a little tape drop Tuesday coming up here in just a bit. But before we get there, I see this on the text line. My man Ridgemont, 4AD. No way y'all think this game's going to be close.
Hold on, Joe.
Are you serious? Like, the Texans just play close games.
Yeah,
it's what they do.
Like, I honest to God, I believe old Ridgemont is sitting there thinking, these guys are nuts. What the hell? But I'm just like, Doug, outside of that Arizona Cardinal game, man, these suckers they play tight ball games.
Arizona with the wheels coming off, and Baltimore missing seven Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, they play tight.
Everything else was tight.
Hey, man, fourth quarter. I think so. Fourth quarter, man. It's innate, but they rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
By the way, Mike Tomlin said something like that, but he didn't say rise to the occasion. He used some other terminology that you would usually not heard said to describe rise to the occasion.
What did he use? That stuck out to me, too. What did
he said, use? Garrett.
Basically, somebody in critical moments of the game, they make the play.
He said something else. He's like, Mike, what are you talking about? But I don't think it's a surprise that and I'll be honest, the Texans with their defense play a lot of games that are closer than they actually feel, or like they don't feel as close as they actually are, right? Like they'll be it'll be 16 to 20 or something, but you know what? Really, this other team don't have a chance to go down and score any more points, so it feels like it's over. But yeah, I mean, I would be surprised on the road if this with Mike Tomlin, I'd be surprised if this is a game where the Texans are in the fourth quarter comfortably winning this game.
You'll be surprised if they are.
If they are, all right, man, they got like a 14, 17 point lead in the fourth quarter. I would be surprised. They just don't play games.
Yeah, look, I mean, here's the deal is the defense is going to make this a tight game. Does our offense have the ability to keep it that? I mean, it's not about our defense is, even if they give up early plays, I mean, they're going to rebound and they're going to tighten down and handle business. The at the end of the day, this is about our offense. And on the road, in the noise, we struggle with communication and getting out of the huddle anyway. I mean, so that is magnified when you're on the road, and it's going to be at night. It's going to be cold as hell. It's going to be loud. I mean, their defense is significantly better than the numbers will tell you, their stats and their rankings and all that. I think their defense is significantly better. They got guys across the board that are problems. Two edge rushers. Big Hayward inside is a problem.
They really are playing a lot better than they did early. Yeah. Early, it was like, what the hell's going on?
You Pittsburgh? Look at the box scores and you go, oh, boy, this is – I see people on social media stacking up, you know, our offense versus their defense, blah, 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 all these, you know, side-by-side comparisons. And you're like, that's just – a lot of times you can take that to the bank. I don't take that to the bank with Pittsburgh. I mean, they are – now, they may roll a dud out there with the defense, but they also may put a performance out there that's double-digit sacks and overwhelming for the O-line and – you know, they're really good at stopping a run, and so they could be problem. The question here is, can our offense go out there and sustain drives and at least get three? Can our offense go out there and not turn the ball over back-to-back times in critical situations?
Which they've done, you know, great at, which, not doing.
They, yeah. They've done a good
got
they've
10
done
turnovers
a better job
the season.
as the season's gone along, and so this is about this is not about our defense slowing them down and keeping this thing close. This is about, to me, it's about our offense and can they complement our defense well enough to win the game?
Yeah. It's not a shot. It's just that's. I mean, you go look up and down at some on the text line during the 9-game win streak. They were only two games that weren't one-score games that include them playing some bad teams. They lead the league in fewest turnovers with 10, and they're third in the league with 27 forced. And all their games are tight. So, like, I mean, I would just assume that that's what we're looking at here. And I would give them a huge advantage in the fourth quarter because they have been one of the best teams in football in the fourth quarter and finishing games here of late. All right, let's get here on a big Tuesday. A lot to get to as it is playoff week. It's playoff week, and the Texans will take on the Steelers. And, Clint, it is Tuesday, and – that means here on The Drive, we do a little tape drop Tuesday. What did you look at coming from that Colts game going into the Steelers?
Well, I think first of all, I just looked at the first half. I didn't want anything to do with the second half when guys were benched, and there's no reason to even consider who's playing well, who's not, what the scheme looks like.
There's
a little Mills magic there at the end that got the dub, and Tommy Togia got a little touchdown, so I don't need to rewatch that. But I thought there were a couple of things that stuck out that are actually going to be pretty refreshing to see. The plan for pressure looks was pretty obvious, Ron. Now, they didn't always execute it flawlessly, but there was at least a plan, right? There was a method to the madness. I thought the O-line handled, you know, multiple defenders standing at the line of scrimmage. I thought CJ and the O-line a couple of times, they handled it really well in a sense of figuring out who was coming, who wasn't coming, getting a hat on a hat. Dari Agunbowale was part of that one time, and they picked it up. There was a couple of times where they clearly closed down the A-gaps or the inside pressure and let a free runner come from the outside, which is what you want to do. You want to let one free defender come, then you want him to come from the outside, furthest away from the quarterback, number one. And number two, you want the quarterback to know that's the guy that's unblocked. And so they there was a couple of times where they did that. They let the widest rusher come. C.J. Stroud got rid of it one time. And then the other time, C.J. Stroud was able to, he knew that guy was the free guy. You could tell. He dropped back, looked down the field, set his feet in the pocket, and then, boom, did the old QB escape to his front side. And he got outside. And I can't remember if that was one where he ran it or if he threw it for a completion. But having a answer and having an answer for pressure, whether that is getting the football out or at least your quarterback knowing who is coming free and having a chance, I thought they did a really good job in the first half across the board. I also thought the play calling, there were more designed, you know, quick to mid-range quicks type stuff. I mean, stuff that was out right now. There were opportunities like concepts. Not just, hey, this guy's running a 5-yard route, even though it is a whip route and it takes longer. No, I'm talking about routes that win right now, the slants, the immediate flats, the quick outs, kind of stuff that wins right now. They had that. Not as exotic or creative as I think, you know, they're going to need when they see a lot of man coverage. But they did have some screens, didn't execute them well, but they had some screens in the offense. And actually, I don't know if they went to them or they just happened to have them called in those pressure moments, but they did. They hit Christian Kirk on a quick screen that had a real chance if CJ wouldn't have thrown the ball an extra yard behind him and he had to retreat to get the ball instead of catch it in stride. It had a real chance. But
something
it was,
always seems to happen on the screen.
It's unbelievable. As well as this defense, let's say just defense. As well as this team is coached detail-wise, it's crazy how for years now we've watched them struggle in blocking for screens, executing screens, the timing of screens. I mean, it's crazy how bad they are in those particular situations. But method to the madness, right? Not that it has to work, but at least you watch the game and you watch the tape and you understand, okay, I see what they're doing here. Like I said, there were some quicks in there versus some pressure looks. There were some quicks in there that weren't versus pressure looks that they were able to hit, right? There were some screens in there that I thought were designed to be answers for pressure. And I think the biggest part of all this pressure conversation, Ron, was there was twice that I can recall where there was a free runner and CJ knew where he was coming from. The other times the guys were picked up, you know, and so there wasn't any evidence of CJ not knowing who was coming free. But there was two different times where it was clear CJ knew that guy's free. I'm peeking at him. I'm not staring at him, but I'm peeking at him, see if I can get the ball out. If not, boom, I'm going to escape. And I think that right there is the biggest part of this. Your quarterback can't snap the football and not know who's hot, who's not, where the pressure's coming from, and take unnecessary heat and unnecessary hits. And I thought they did a really good job of that, number one. So that's the big piece of the first half takeaway of Tape Drop Tuesday. I do think, the offensive line took a lot of heat before with the run game, and they're getting a lot of praise now with the run game. Although it's not great, it's timely and it's complimentary. I'm going to tell you, man, we need to be more thankful for Woody Marks and Juwar Jordan. Mm. I mean, those two guys, I'm not saying that they're the bell cow back here for the next 5-6 years. But what I am saying is when you look at the Texans' runs and the run game and when it gets going in that complimentary fashion in critical situations, a huge chunk of the Texans' improvement in the run game, which I think this is true for all good run teams, by the way. This is not a knock to anybody, but a huge part of the improvement in the run game has to do with these dudes, their vision and their one-cut ability. I mean, their vision to see that, hey, the front side's not there, let me slide out the back door. The front side's not there, let me bounce this thing. Their decision-making, their vision, their ability to make one cut. All right, it's not their front side. Don't stop your feet. Make one cut and get out the back door. Their ability to do that, it shows up on tape consistently. And so when you talk about the Texans' run game, yes, the offensive line is better. But a huge chunk of the run game and the success that we're having is because they're seeing things outside of their track, outside of where that play is supposed to hit. Now,
cutbacks, Juwar Jordan's really, really good with cutbacks. Even British Brooks was they routinely, and we saw this with Motor, with Singletary, they routinely have a much better shot at making the first guy miss.
Absolutely.
There are free guys that get in into different gaps that they're able to make miss. In a way that, you know, maybe sometimes Nick Chubb isn't. And that has been extremely helpful because they're not always blocked perfectly. And hell, when you look at the in and out nature of the guys in there and maybe some of the talent, it may happen that way. But, yeah, they do a really good job of helping their offensive line, their line. They don't have to make perfect blocks when those guys are running.
Well, there was a handful of plays that were blocked up really well, 6-7, 8-yard runs this week. But
6-7.
The majority of those were like crazy vision, crazy one cut, backside, get out the back door, or you know, bounce the thing out a couple of gaps. Now, that a lot of times when you're running so much zone, which they ran, I don't know if they ran a ton of it, but the plays that I'm talking about, when it is a zone, that it can hit backside, it can hit multiple ways, and these guys' vision is just absolutely tremendous, man. So big shout out to Woody Marks, Juwar Jordan. What they're putting on film is really, really good. Last but not least, Ron, the interior D line is always something that I watch on the tape because it's they're thin, and you wonder like, hey man, how's this going to hold up in the playoffs? How's this going to hold up against better teams? I'm gonna tell you, man, Sheldon Rankins and Tommy Togiai, and look, they're rotating several guys through there, but those two guys on the inside in obvious run situations, man, they're not just holding their weight, man. They've been really good. I mean, really good. To the point where I'm not concerned. You sprinkle in some Danico Autry right there. I'm not real concerned with this interior defensive line being a problem in the playoffs. You know, that was always my thought. Is like, yeah, you can get through a schedule and teams want to throw the ball around. They don't want to run the football. They're not going to pound you downhill.
As long as they can keep those two in particular fresh.
Yeah, that's the key.
And keep them in the game. Yeah,
that's the key. Obviously, you're going to keep them. You're going to get them some rest in passing situations when Autry gets in there. But yeah, you're right. If you can keep those guys healthy and keep them rested, man, I'm not worried. But Tommy Togiai is this isn't just something that's being kind of over. What am I looking?
Yeah, I think we've moved past that. Tommy is good for. Undrafted late signing.
Yeah.
I think Tommy is just good.
Ron, he is really good at holding up two offensive linemen in a run game. He's really good at when he gets leaned on in the pass game. Now, getting vertical and getting skinny and getting to the quarterback in the pocket isn't necessarily his forte, but when that pocket moves or a run is outside or something, he is hard to block, man. He does a really, really good job. So, yeah.
Hannah McNair's a big fan.
Is she?
She says she basically called his touchdown.
Oh, really?
Hey, yeah, if you missed it, she was on with Payne and Pendergast, her and Cal McNair. McNair's are there. She said, she leaned over to Cal and said, I just feel it. Tommy's going to do something.
She just felt it. Of that whole defense, that's who you're picking out, Hannah?
She said she could see it in his eyes.
Hey, when you're good, you're good. See it in his eyes?
Yeah, she was down there. She said she could see it. She could just see it in his eyes that he was going to do something. And I'll be damned.
Oh, Hannah got that pocket.
He took it back now.
Oh, Hannah got that podcast rolling. Hannah, you're going to need to see it. She's getting these hot takes all of a sudden, Hannah. Come on now.
Keep staring at some other guy's eyes, Hannah. Staring Tremont Smith's eyes. See if you can see something from
That's right.
Tremont Smith, baby. All right. That's a little tape drop Tuesday. More to come as well a little bit later on in the show. But last night, the Rockets, this is why they brought him here.
Come on.
This is why they brought him here. If you missed what Kevin Durant said after the game about the game winner and his former team, you don't want to miss it. We'll have that.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming up for you next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on a Tuesday. It is the playoff week as we got some time. Monday is when the Texans travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. But last night, and I know many people in our audience probably missed it, last night the Rockets got a big dub last night. And the reason why you bring in a Kevin Durant, we talked about it all last year. Their big issue was, boy, at the end of games, where do they go? Who is the one that you feel good about taking big shots? I'll be honest, there have been times this year where it feels like Udoka and company are hunting it to Şengün, and he is a really, really good player, having an all-NBA type of season, but that should be reserved for Kevin Durant. That's the big reason why you brought seven over, and he came in the game and did it and drilled it, and they win 100-97 against the Suns, his former team. And before we dive in a little bit of that, Kevin Durant, I feel like the Suns are in trouble every time Kevin Durant plays them. This feels a little personal for Kevin Durant.
He's petty like that in a good way.
It's good, good sports petty.
No question.
Here was KD after hitting that game winner. Shout out to our guy Chancellor Johnson who posed this question in the post game yesterday. But after he hit his game winning shot, Chancellor said, "Did it feel anything feel better because you hit it against your former team?"
Have love within that organization, but as a competitor, does it mean any more to you to be able to hit that one against your former guys?
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? A place that I didn't want to leave, and my first time being to sound, I don't want to sound too dramatic, but I will, to be kicked out of a place, you know what I'm saying? And felt like that, you know, I've been scapegoated, you know what I'm saying, for the issues we had as a team last year. Yeah, it felt good to beat them and hit a game-winning shot, but that's all it is. It's not just for the moment, you know. It's something tomorrow I won't even think about, you know. So it was a fun game. Like I said, of course, yeah, I felt you play with a little chip on your shoulder against your former team, especially when they trade you.
Yeah, KD, it's a little extra for him.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Suns. Yeah,
I
yeah.
love it. I love
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I love it. He wasn't going to let that ball go to anybody else. Mm-mm. And he shouldn't. No Şengün out there. And even if he is out there, it was a big time shot. It's just Kevin, and that's an example. The shot he took, Kevin just has shots that are unblockable with his size.
Yeah.
And he can just get his shots off. And many times with him over his career, Clint, it's just a matter if he misses it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing very much that you could do once he catches it and he gets any kind of space.
You know, one interesting thing, I love, having been in the TV business for a few years, I understand like the wealth of knowledge that these guys are provided and like what those broadcasts, when the broadcaster games are broadcasted. I love the graphics that they throw up there. I was surprised. One that you know, speaks directly to your point. This year, for the Rockets in the fourth quarter, in the last 3 minutes of a game, when a game is within 5 points, good or bad, up or down, Şengün had 38 points. Şengün was the high point guy in those moments and has been getting more of the opportunities in those particular moments. With that shot last night, I believe that moves Kevin Durant to 33 points, I believe. So Kevin's right there on his heels. But I was surprised. Not, I mean, I don't follow those kind of stats on a weekly or daily basis, but I was surprised that Kevin Durant wasn't number one on that list and way up number one on that
He's
list.
He's been used more in times that I've caught, like in the game,
yeah.
where they need some last couple. He's been used as a decoy as much to get yeah. it to Şengün, or he has been the decision maker to get it to Şengün as opposed to him taking the shots. And I just hope overall, as we get here and as the season moves on, that's about 30 plus games or so he's played, it does feel like, which, you know, I give him credit, it does feel like he's
he's kind of deferred a little bit more early with the team.
Absolutely.
And he started to, all right, hey, let's kind of get Shingun going. Let's get Amin going. And honestly, I think he's naturally that type of guy. He's not a 30 attempt guy or 25. Yeah. That he's not a high volume guy anyway. But it feels like the last few weeks, couple weeks, Christmas kind of is the time really where it jumps off. And then Shingun has been in and out of the lineup, so that may have something to do with it. But it does feel like he's not deferring as much.
Yeah.
It feels like he is getting more up, at least offensively, he is becoming more the focal point. And I think that's what this team needs. I know I've said in the past, I'm like, boy, if Shingun takes over as this team's best offensive player, and he's really, really good. But I hope that we start, that this continues, and this isn't just because Shingun's out of the lineup. I want to see Kevin Durant assume more of a bigger role and not defer as much.
Absolutely.
On the offensive side.
The further along you get, the more you want to see it. Yeah, I mean, that deferring stuff in big moments, when you got Kevin Durant, that's for the birds. Hell, I mean, I thought it was interesting because that graphic pops up there, and if I remember correctly, the conversation that the crew was having was about getting the ball to Amen Thompson and letting him drive and get to the rack or kick it out kind of deal.
Yeah, because he had just had that and one to tie it at 97, where he crossed that young man from Marquette, still standing at a three-point line, nasty, where he crossed him and finished it off. But it just seems like throughout games now, if you go look at Kevin's production here, I say over the last couple of weeks, he seems to be getting more shot attempts up. He seems to be, like, his numbers are higher. It doesn't have as much of a come let the game come to me feel.
Right.
And he looks like he's kind of gotten comfortable to, all right, like clear out, let me get this thing rolling. And I hope that is something we see more, and that he doesn't take a back seat when Shingun comes back. Because I think I'd rather Shingun offensively kind of play in his play box as opposed to them running things as much through him. But a big win last night against the Suns. Are a good team, by the way. Like they are well above 500, and they get a big win last night against the Suns, his former team, who I'm telling you, I'm kind of geared in every time Durant and the Rockets play the Suns, because it feels like Durant's going to try to go for 50. Like he's trying to get him up, and of course Dylan Brooks does nothing but piss you off through the game, so why not? All right, coming up, maybe this is something that potentially, and hopefully it starts on Monday in the playoff game, but hopefully something we see more of from CJ Stroud. We'll let you hear what we're talking about and discuss.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's that next?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I was Tennessee, Tyler. Is this a tradition for y'all, isn't it?
It isn't, but I can see why you think that. Yeah, no, I've been to Tennessee a lot here lately. Just found out I'm going again to Nashville later this year. But it was good. It was nice and relaxing. Always love a good trip up in the Smokies.
Where are you going to Nashville for? I'll go.
So in our fantasy football league.
Never mind.
You know, whoever wins gets to choose next year's destination for our draft.
Thank God.
And our winner chose Nashville.
Thank God. Cooler heads prevailed.
Last time I went to Nashville, I got put on this cigar bar with tequilas and bourbons in there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to reserve a spot, and he's on in there.
I love it.
You enter through a hidden door in a, you know, the old.
It's like a speakeasy type of deal?
Yeah, it's a speakeasy. Mm. Like you enter through a phone booth, you know, the old school phone booth, which it's not so discreet anymore because everybody knows it. The hell's a phone booth on the side of that building for?
Yeah.
But that's the you gotta call from inside that phone booth to get in the door.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You gotta let me know about that spot.
It's cool, yeah, it is. It's a cool spot. I'll put you on the right cigar too, the right stick in there, because I know you're not a smoker. I'm not either. But my guys put me on one, I was like,
yummy.
This ain't bad.
Don't let that dude who picked Albuquerque win again.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, that guy, hopefully he's on the bottom of the list for the next 14 years.
I'd quit the league.
That's one of my very best friends that chose Albuquerque, but I gave him hell for it.
No, you should have. That was ridiculous.
Did he close his eyes and throw a dart at the map or what?
I mean, I don't know how many people are married. You guys got a chance to run into a bachelorette party or three down there.
Yeah, remember this past year I went to Nashville for the first time because that was our away game, that Titans game.
That was the first time?
That was your first time?
Yeah, it's the first time I'd ever been to Nashville.
Mm. I don't mind the pops and the wife.
I
don't mind your Nashville pictures and social media posting, but I'm going to be honest with you. It hurt my heart a little bit and pissed me off all at the same time with your, I love Houston and I'll never leave Houston, but if I was going to live somewhere else, it'd be in Smoky Mountains ass Tennessee.
I love them mountains, man. I love it up there.
They're pretty.
Yeah, I don't think you can long term it. I think it felt real good for the moment.
Maybe I'll retire there someday.
Yeah,
there, Colorado. Were y'all up in the cabin?
You're. By the way, you are encouraging me. That's not the right word I'm looking for. What am I looking for?
I'm not sure.
I mean, you spent like up in the Rocky Mountains, getting away from every. I don't want to go to the Rocky Mountains, but getting away from everything like that with your bride. Was it just y'all two?
No. So I was doing Christmas with like my in-laws and stuff up in Tennessee this past weekend.
Yeah, getting away like that with the fam, man. I mean, we buzz in the Hill Country a lot, and it's tremendous. I love it. But even if it's the bride and the babies, man, I gotta start getting out and I'm talking about getting out where I'm always been one to go. I want to go somewhere where I can go eat nice restaurants, where I can maybe play golf, where I can do this, I can do that. I want to go somewhere where I ain't got nothing to do but toes up.
Yeah, relax. Yeah,
he's inspiring me.
Give me a little inspiration.
That's right. That's right.
Go down there, huh?
Just piss me off one day with his little Smoky Mountain comments, and just because my hate for Tennessee, and then but also encouraged me, inspired me to maybe be better and do things a little.
Maybe Tennessee's not your. Oh, no. Your oasis.
No, we'll go to West Virginia or Kentucky.
That's not where I was thinking. I'm just
thinking anywhere. Arkansas, I can do that. Arkansas, in the Ozarks.
I was going to say, check out the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I may find something like that. Damn sure I'm going to be in Tennessee. I'm not giving them any of my money. They didn't pay for my
text line. Come through. Look it up. Angel Fire in New Mexico. No.
Oh, no. My wife's best friend has a house there. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. One of her best friends. Has a house there. I should probably go with her sometime. Yeah. With them, not my wife's friend, but we should all go. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
Presley's a nice gal, but I don't know if my wife or her husband would be okay with us just going to her house.
Oh, I never know until you ask.
Well, I mean, I think they would trust. It would just be a little odd. I like her. She's cool chick though.
Yeah, I'll pass on the Ozarks. Or I mean on the Angel Fire, New Mexico. I'll take your word on it.
Oh, I hear it's great, man. I bet it is. Skiing. I'm ski there too. I'll pass. Come on, man. I'd like to see you ski.
No. Just name one for me.
Come on, man.
Just that.
Let's get you on them bunny slopes, cuz.
Nah, man.
Hey, could you see Ron with some goggles on coming down a green? I got a lot of skis.
No, you couldn't. I got a lot of experience with snow. Just putting stuff on my feet to just slide down a minute.
He'd be dressed to the nines.
Hey,
now.
Man, I can make a snowman. I could there's some snowball fights. I ain't putting that on my feet.
I'm with you on that. I went skiing one time, got my fill. I don't need to do that ever again, especially with these badass knees.
I left the mom off a Parent Trap. Liam Neeson, he ain't been the same since we lost her. Rest in peace. She went out there and had that skiing accident.
I think we may go for a spring break, boys.
That's good for you. Hey, man, I'm not trying to take it from you. You go do it,
no,
man.
No, look, I'm the other part of me and vacations, since we're on this vacation convo, like on vacation, I'm not trying to go do physical activity.
Depends on the type. Depends on there. Like there are some places where I want to go and get out and see. Like we went to Hawaii. It was a little bit of both. We did the road to Hana. That almost ruined the whole family. I mean,
ain't nothing got you more worked out than that damn Disney World.
Oh, but Disney was two-a-days. There was nothing that's more difficult than that.
Well, I've got to be better. I got to. It's not about me anymore, Ron. It's about my wife and my kids' experience. I got to be better than that. If it's about me, I'm gonna go put my toes up somewhere and do as very little physical activity at least during the day. I may get out in the evenings.
Yeah, you get out.
That's
in the evening.
Thing in my past as well. Probably yeah. that.
No, yeah, I really love a good lay. Let's chill out on this beach, man.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Let's chill out by river? This pool and drink.
River. I still got to get you to the river, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
I see that, Tyler. We got to get Court and Ron down to the river, man. And get posted up.
We really were.
I want to see Ron drunk off tequila in the river and then try to get up and get
yeah.
Out. Get out is the interesting part.
So I lived in Tennessee for 5 years, and so I had some cats that I shot to the river. So I'll never forget that time. My mom said, "You know your ass can't swim that well." Jumping off them bridges. I'm an excellent swimmer. No, you can't do everything. You can't do everything they can do. I said, Mom, I'm a hell of a swimmer.
Yeah, the only way you're going to drown in this water is if you hit your head. It ain't no deeper than about mid-calf.
Rocks
are slippery and no current get you.
Yeah.
And you bust it up. Yeah.
I hadn't done, what is it called?
Guadalupe?
Yeah, or, no, I mean, what is
tubing?
Tubing. I ain't done that yet. But I'd have been on a boat in the river, drinking.
Yeah, you gotta get on that too. You gotta get on that.
Not just setting it. I set it in an island. speaking of Tennessee, the Texans or the Titans in the division are requesting multiple coaches for interviews, including Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, a key candidate in Tennessee, and according to Ian Rappaport, someone who has earned the opportunity to be a head coach again. I'm going to say this, and I know Texans fans may disagree with this. I'm a fan of young quarterbacks, and I like Cam Ward. Houston kid anyway, local kid, not outskirts of Houston, local kid anyway. I'm a fan. I hope to God they don't do this to him. I just think you can do better than Matt Nagy. And I like that is the setup for me of like, I understand there was some things with Mitch Trubisky that he had some success in year one. But when you see what happened with Justin Fields at the end, and I just distinctly remember a game against the Bengals where he just allowed him to get just sacked seven times. it was just awful. And the Chiefs offense has kind of gone downhill. And I don't think it's just him. Obviously, it's Andy Reid's offense. But the Chiefs offense has gone downhill since he's been there. So to the point of he has earned the opportunity to be a head coach again. I don't know what he's done that says that. And to me, if I'm Cam Ward, maybe Matt Nagy has learned a lot of different things that I don't know. But to me, I just feel like for Cam Ward, it can be better than Matt Nagy, man. Like Hell, I'd go Kevin Stefanski, and I don't really love how he handled the Shadur thing, but
I think Kevin Stefanski makes more sense. Brian Daboll makes more sense as retread coaches. Matt Nagy to Cam Ward. Like, I would be hot if I was a Tennessee
fan. You know the interesting thing about that? I played against Matt Nagy in the Arena League. Matt's an old quarterback.
Yeah,
take it for what it's worth. I mean, I know a lot of people like to poo-poo anything that ain't the NFL. But I mean, he was a leader. Obviously, he was a good quarterback that understood the game, the details of the game, and the position. That era you talk about of him at Chicago, that's mind-boggling to me. You know, I feel like when you're a former quarterback, you may fail at being a head coach. Like I may not be a very good head coach, but like I've told y'all many a time, damn it, my quarterback is gonna play well, be protected, have answers. I may not be able to manage an organization, but damn it, my quarterback's. I'm going to take care of my guy. The one position I know better than anything on the planet, I'm going to take care of my guy. The fact that Matt Nagy was a head coach and at any point in time didn't play to the strengths of his quarterback and just it makes you think that he just, I mean, it was just one of those like, I'm going to buck the system.
Or you're going to run my system.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I think he lost his job in Chicago largely because he consistently didn't fix and bring the best out of the quarterback.
Absolutely.
And he drafted two in the top 10.
Ooh, who do you have?
He had two that were top 10 picks.
He had
Trubisky.
Yep.
And then they drafted maybe Justin Fields was 11 or 12 or 10, right. something in that range, a top first round, top 12 pick. And he had two of them on the roster.
Yeah.
And
couldn't figure it out.
And the big reason was those players didn't play up to their best capabilities. And then went to Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes just had his worst year.
Right.
Since he was the OC. Again, I don't know how much that is all on him, but to think like, yeah, man, we got Cam Ward, man. We just drafted him number one. Here we go, man. Let's go in. Let's go this route. I don't know about that.
It'll be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting on two fronts. The head coach, because we've talked about this a lot. The head coach, who gets what jobs, and then there with all these coaches getting fired and some of these offensive and defensive coordinators, there are a lot of offensive and defensive coordinators that are going to be on the street that have pretty good resumes, play caller resumes, that are going to be on the streets and available. It's going to be interesting to see where all these guys land.
All right, coming up, we got to talk about the best unit left in football. That's the Texans defense. And if you want to hear us talk about it, that's one thing. But wait till you hear what Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, had to say about this Texans defense. We'll let you hear that and discuss coming up next. Oh, it's 3:00.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.